This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9% APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S0555242. MSRP 29990. Ends 3/31/25.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, probably the most interesting thing here is Chris Apps Porzingis. He has been listed as questionable. He has been out for weeks with what the team has called a viral syndrome. Well, Porzingis said on social media this week, the doctors haven't necessarily been able to completely identify what this is, which is obviously concerning. They have upgraded him before and then downgraded him. So I think it'll depend on how he feels. He's warmed up before games and then been pulled from the lineup. Jason Tatum is also questionable, but I would expect him to play tonight.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome to WEEI Afternoons on a beautiful day in the city of Boston, where there is a big basketball game tonight. Boston Celtics hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder just down the street from where we're broadcast at Scores on Canal Street. Come on down, 2-6. We'll be pre-gaming. Grab some drinks. Grab some Jameson. Grab some apps.
Let's make some noise, everybody. Let's go.
Woo! Fitzy is already pre-gamed a little bit, as you can tell by the sound of his voice.
You don't know me.
This is the Scores, where not only is it a great place to be today, but all throughout the NCAA basketball tournament, where there will be specials throughout the biggest games in college basketball. But tonight, it's about the NBA. It's about a finals preview. It's about OKC, the Young Gun Thunders. Not the Thunders like Robert Kraft and Gerard.
No.
We've moved past that.
Stacy already told us we're
the real Thunder.
These are not the Thunder buddies.
The real Young Thunder. SGA, an MVP candidate, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Porzingis, question mark. And the one thing is the Oklahoma City Thunder will be without Jalen Williams, who has J-Dub, got a little hip injury that he suffered recently,
He won't be here.
No, just a dub.
Oh, hip, okay. Gotcha.
But the last time the Celtics and the Thunder went at it didn't go well for your Boston Celtics.
No.
They couldn't shoot like crap. And they're going to need to turn that around tonight. This is the last of what here on WEEI Afternoons we've talked about is this four-game stretch.
The gauntlet.
The gauntlet, because, you know, the gauntlet precedes the wah, wah, wah portion of the schedule because, you know, they only face three teams the rest of the way with a winning record.
That's why I told you yesterday.
All losers.
That's why I told you. Bunch of losers. Nothing but losers. That's why I told you the rest of the way it wasn't going to be the all-gas, no-breaks approach to the gauntlet, where they would test their mettle against the best of the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like you said, most entertaining game of the year.
Yep.
Tough loss, but hey, them's the breaks. And big wins against the Lakers, which they control box to wire, and a solid dub against the Nuggets. Now, you go up against the team with the best record in the West, just youth and energy that they can just keep pouring at you. Possible Coach of the Year candidate and Mark Daigneault once again. And on top of it all, get ready for the Thunder tonight, because not only might you see them again in the postseason, but guess what? You might be seeing them again and again and again, because this team is young, they're loaded with talent, and they still have a boatload of draft picks to come.
So we've set up the rivalry with the Cavs
for the thing.
Eastern Conference, mm-hmm. then the rivalry in the Western Conference with OKC. We'll see if that comes to fruition. 617-779-7937 if you want to talk Celtics and Thunder tonight. Massive basketball game, although I'm not so sure they are the dominant team in the West. I know they're dominating.
They're still the one seed, yeah.
But I also watched the other night the second game of a back-to-back. They split with the Nuggets, and in the second game, Jamal Murray and Jokic.
You're talking about old man trip-dub? I mean, he wakes up in the morning and has a triple-double. I've never seen something like that.
They also need to name the new thing he does, 30-20-20. It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely insane. He's like George Mirasan with talent. He's a giant person that is so. You know what it is? He's got these sneaky, fluid old man moves. Like, you look at him.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You look at him, and there's no way you think that he would move so well. He would shake and bake, and he's so smart. The court vision that Jokic has, just distributing freely and just faking people out consistently, that effort, like, and he's not in, like, NBA shape. You look at Jaylen Brown, and you're like, dude. When you look at Jokic, you're like, dude.
He also doesn't like basketball, which is weird because he's the best basketball player on the planet, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, and yet he's like, I want to go to my horses and my couch when the season's
over. Yeah, didn't he ask 2 years ago if he could just, like, go home to his goat farm?
He hates it. He hates basketball. He's one of those tortured artists that he doesn't want to do. I'm surprised he doesn't, like, start a rock band and want to go on tour with somebody. But tonight, it's about SGA, who might be the MVP. Who would you vote for, SGA or Jokic?
SGA has been the front runner all season. You've got to give it to Jokic. I'm sorry.
Like, I'd give it to Jokic.
Do you remember there
Don't
was just a time.
Brian for Zoko.
Do you remember there was just a time, and Brian, of course, is here running the video. He runs us where you can watch us. Shout out Griff as well. Dan Ball over there wearing a vest indoors, which is, you know, weird.
Is that like sunglasses indoors?
He likes to keep himself warm. He stays warm for his hot takes and, of course, his trending updates. You can check us out live. You can see us here at the beautiful confines of Scores at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Andy, we are – oh, by the way, quick trivia question about this establishment. They've been open 2 years.
Okay.
So they're about to celebrate their second anniversary, which is exciting. I'm very happy that there is not just a functional but an awesome sports bar right in the spot of where there used to be an awesome sports bar next to the best basketball and hockey arena in town. What was their busiest night in the 2 years they've been open?
The busiest night in the last 2 years here at Scores on Canal Street would be the...
You should get this.
Why should I get this?
Because we hyped it up recently.
We did?
Yeah. The Four Nations finale.
Oh, that's
this
right.
This place was blank hole to elbow, apparently.
Wow.
Just like absolutely jammed.
Four Nations down there at Scores.
Four Nations was a boon to the area.
Well, why don't we break that record today for Thunder Celtics? Come on down and pregame here.
There's not a lot of room for the autograph line, the Polaroids.
Ted's not even here yet.
The VIP meet and greet. I know. By the way, this table, I'm going to have to, like, suck it up like I'm a Ghostbuster when Ted sits down. There's not a lot of room to sit next to Ted.
So my first thought on tonight's game is the trend that we have seen with Jason Tatum, who I'm assuming is going to play. He was questionable, but I'm assuming he's going to be out there.
He better show up.
NBA-style manipulation of the
game. You got 16 games of some gas, some breaks to be able to get him ready for the playoffs.
So this feels like it has trended in this direction for a while now in these big games for the Celtics, but Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have been quite comfortable leading the scoring charge in these games. So I'm going to guess we get another, at bare minimum, 20-20 game from those guys, maybe another 30-30 game from those guys. We saw it couple weeks ago, that Cavaliers game where they, for a short period of time, held the record for most points in a game by a combination of Celtics until Peyton Pritchard and Derek White told them to sit down and watch for a little bit. But this is a star power game. Unfortunately, you don't have Williams for OKC. But I also think, you know, the classic, who does this game mean more for? Really nobody. They're kind of locked into who they are. OKC is the one seed in the West. You're the two seed in the East. But I do think there's a little bit of, wow, did we play poorly last time we played? Wow, did we fall apart in the second half? I think the number was...
That was it.
20 points, 26 points on 8 made shots in the second half of that game. It was awful. They shot 19% from 3. I think they had 16-plus turnovers, which for this team in historic sense in the last few years has always been when you have your worst performances.
Well, regionally, wasn't that game on during a... Was that on AFC-NFC Championship Sunday?
Don't ask the questions we didn't go over in the production meeting.
I think a burger dealer read anything off the prompter. I think it was because I feel like a lot of regional fans, like a lot of Celtics fans locally, will not have seen that game. They just heard like, oh, Celtics faded in the second half and lost. So tonight represents a great chance, whether you are here in person, coming by scores, going to the Garden, or watching at home. This is a great chance for people that don't stay up for games that are in the Central or the Western time zone, Andy, don't watch a lot of cable basketball, to see just what everyone's been talking about, the youth, the speed, the talent on the Oklahoma City Thunder squad.
Well, the thing about the Thunder is they're a try-hard team with talent. They're going to give you 48 minutes of hustle, quality, energy, effort, and attitude, as
the
I like
EA,
to say.
Baby.
But they're also talented. They're also a good basketball team.
They're
Chet Holmgren
good.
Is as freakish a player as you're going to find. Mm-hmm. SGA, obviously, is going to roll out of bed. He's leading the NBA in scoring at 33-plus points per game. I clicked on one of those NBA TV games the other day, and it was like, 28 points at halftime, well on his way to 50 points. So SGA has entered the elite of the elite in the NBA, but they also are going to do that old-school Celtics thing that we saw the Celtics do for years as they were building their way up with Tatum and Brown, be the try-hard team, the try-hard team with young talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the challenge that I expect, honestly, the Celtics to meet tonight, because I think when you challenge them in certain ways, and this gets back to something I've been saying of late about probably put that bee in their bonnet, and they're going to be a little bit like, oh, you think they're the try-hard team? Oh, remember the Panthers-Patriots Super Bowl when all David Givens was told that those DBs are too physical for you, and then he ends up scoring in the end zone and he's flexing over the football?
Or how about,
it's like, who's more physical?
Warren Sapp telling the Patriots offensive line they were going to get sunk by the Carolina Panthers pass rush, and Russ Hochstein being trolled especially.
But that's one thing if it's an external force. It's another thing when your coaching staff is telling you and pushing your buttons. And
that call came from inside the building?
I believe Eric Mangini was the DB's coach all week, and he was planting the seed. I think that was the story.
Yeah.
I know they were definitely planting the seed with the receivers, and I think Joe Mazzulla will do that tonight. This is a team that's going to out-hustle you. They're going to get beat on every effort play tonight because they try harder than you. And I think when you put a Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown team on the court that is also got a chip on their shoulder, doubted, has something to prove, they usually go out and put on a pretty good performance. So I think the home crowd here tonight is going to see something they like. Hopefully, it'll be more Cleveland game early than Lakers game early. Hopefully, it'll be the hot start for the home team, not digging out of a hole, even though those two games ended in the reverse way you would have thought based on the starts.
I would love it if also we could have like a Lakers finish where you pretty much stay strong, maybe one hiccup in the fourth quarter, but otherwise get the lead, pick up the lead, hold the lead throughout the game, and look like the better team. Just the WEI Afternoons Research Department, a.k.a. my iPhone, checking in. It was January 5th that the Celtics played Oklahoma City. The reason being why some of us may not have had one or both of our good eyes on that was Gerard Mayo was fired. That kind of dominated, and that's where all of us ended up on that given day.
So Gerard Mayo probably didn't watch that game.
He also probably won't be coming to scores tonight.
You
never know, though.
Down, Gerard.
First round's on Andy.
Sure. If Gerard Mayo shows up here, I will buy him a round of drinks. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Why
brought
not?
To you by Jameson.
Absolutely.
See if they can give him to him for free, because that'd be better, too, because, I mean, he did make millions of dollars to be the head coach. Why would I be buying him free drinks? 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. How confident are you in your Boston Celtics? We'll get to my Twitter poll later where I'm going to give a little teaser. There's a lot of confidence among Green Teamers and Celtic Nation right now.
Like Ted. Like, remember yesterday, Ted came when
Homer
Ted came out. Hey, Merge. He came in yesterday like full of blank and vinegar about your Boston Celtics, saying that right now, if they just keep playing like this, best team in the NBA, best roster.
He's such a homer.
He is.
Hey, Homer.
I mean, like, to a point where even, you know, I kind of felt like I had to push back a little bit, like, Ted, there's a lot of other really talented teams, and the Celtics have shown you at times this year, not just that they're not supremely talented, but rather they can kind of disappear. They ghost Absolutely. On themselves at times.
Absolutely, and I think he also based that, which is something I am wont to do, as they say, with an O, not an A,
yes.
That he referenced that Lakers game, which, yes, they were clearly the better basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not sure anyone thinks the Lakers are the best basketball team that they'll face in the playoffs. In fact, I think a lot of people would put 2, 3, 4 teams ahead of the Lakers. Certainly in the East, the Cavs.
Mm-hmm. I would put the Nuggets with perennial MVP
Correct.
Candidate Nikola Jokic, who again deserves it this year. For the longest time, the MVP was Jordan's unless he said otherwise. For the longest time, it was LeBron's until he said or showed otherwise, or Tim Duncan. And now it belongs in Jokic's hands unless somebody grasps it from his giant goat farming hands.
So it's absolutely great that you beat the Nuggets. It's absolutely great that you showed the Lakers they're not really in your class right now, and LeBron limped off with either a real or fake injury and flopping back from Jason Tatum.
I think it was real fake.
But OKC has been one of the two best basketball teams in the NBA from wire to wire all season long.
Mm-hmm.
So this win, now, if they go out and dominate OKC tonight, then I think our guy Ted has even more reason to feel like, yeah, the Celtics are rolling toward the postseason, rolling towards a potential title defense. But I don't think it's going to be easy, and I also think it would also fall in line with last year's playoff run because it would be against an opponent that doesn't have its best offensive players out on the court. It's one of its top two, and I think that's going to be something to watch tonight defensively because I'm a simpleton. I'm not the smartest basketball knife in the drawer. But wouldn't you double SGA all night long and make somebody else beat you?
Yeah, but like, they have enough guys that can go for 25 or 30
and good for them.
Beat you. Yeah.
I'm Belichick in this. He's not beating me.
Okay, so you're doubling the best receiver, and you're saying go ahead and run run 220 yards with no Sean Moreno if you want.
And if I get beat by, you know, Chet Holmgren or somebody like that, and you go, okay, you're a pretty good basketball team. We might want to buff up this defensive game plan when we face you again in the finals. But
are you going to consistently do it, or are you going to slide coverage his way maybe –
well, not half consistent.
Half the night.
No, yeah.
And who are you moving? Who you have on him in the first place?
Who's on the court? What's the rotation? I don't even know who's on the court.
Who would you say consistently is the Celtics' best defender?
Well,
Derek White?
Probably. You know who probably would want the challenge? My guy.
Tatum.
JB. JB loves to. He did it the other day where he did the old school Mark, what's his name? Hand down, man down. And he got real wide and put his hand down like Mark Jackson used to say. And I think JB loves that challenge. If you're looking for something to give him to sort of keep him entertained and engaged, if you say, hey, you got SGA tonight. I don't want him getting anywhere near the hoop. I want you. Remember the whole thing with Luka in Dallas? If he wants the ball, he better bring it up because he ain't getting it back if he passes it, kind of thing. If you
and look, and that's how Luka ended up in L.A.
If you challenge JB like that, I think he steps up. So I would give him an opportunity to do it at times and see how he reacts to that opportunity and see how SGA, as a young player,
how he deals
reacts
with that like, he's got the speed, but he's also physical.
Suns out, guns out.
All right. You don't have to flex.
He looks like me at the beach in a JB jersey.
No,
except
he doesn't.
He's JB.
No, he doesn't. Clearly, the sign on the way in, Dan, says no laughing. Do not.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
Well, Andy makes it impossible not to laugh when he makes admissions like that.
Are there any JB jerseys in here?
There are not.
Looking around here.
There's a Larry Bird right up there. I have a Larry Bird on here.
This is a place where that jersey is actually supposed to be.
Hanging on a wall? Wait, I should have worn it today.
How do you feel about
be better?
Look, how did you not get the memo? I put on something Celtics related.
I should have worn the JB jersey
Take
with
it
nothing
easy,
underneath.
Andy.
Suns out, guns out, baby. Okay, see this.
No,
right
no. People walking by would be like, "Oh, are they filming a House of Pain video inside Scores?"
They'd be like, "Is that John Cena? Who is that?"
No, it's
no,
not. It looks like
art.
It looks like his short brother Ron Cena.
Well, John Cena's not the tallest guy in the world, I don't think, either.
Nah, he's a little bigger than you.
617-779-7937. We are setting the table here. Celtics, Thunder, just down the street at the TD Garden. Second-best team in the East, defending champions against the front-runner in the West. A potential NBA Finals preview here tonight. Come on down to the Scores. We'll be broadcasting from 2 to 6 all afternoon, and we have a loaded show for you. Ted Johnson obviously joins us at 3. 3:30, we'll have Justin Turpin. 4:30, we'll have our friend Mego from WEEI.com, Megan Ottolini. And then around 5:10, Brian Scalabrine will make his usual Wednesday appearance, but it'll be in person sitting next to me. I've already requested a booster seat so I don't look too short next to him. I want to not have those photos. I know Dan Ball is going to take a photo and put it out there.
And an Instagram. It's going to be everywhere.
Like the little guy.
Yeah.
But
if I'm 6'2 and Ted is 6'4 and Scal's like 6'10.
And I'm 5'9.
You're right.
5'9.
And I'm Meryl Streep.
That guy
get out of here. That guy, even the guy over in the corner
getting
was like
side-eyed from the bar. Yeah, 5'9". I saw you walk in, buddy. 617-779-7937 at Scores, brought to you by Jameson. And remember, Scores isn't just the place to be tonight pre-gaming for the Celtics. Also, the place to be all March long for NCAA college basketball, where they'll have specials during all the games. So come on down tonight. Come on down to watch some college basketball. WEEI Afternoons up next. We talk about this Porzingis issue, this Porzingis virus, which they don't know what it is, but they're allowing him to intermingle with $50, $60 million basketball players. Something interesting here. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Dan Ball with his first award-winning trending of the day.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins overcame a 2-0 deficit to end the Florida Panthers' six-game winning streak, winning at TD Garden 3-2 last night. Jeremy Swayman made 26 saves on 28 shots, while David Pastrnak had a goal and an assist. Pastrnak is now tied for fifth in the league in points entering play tonight. Boston visits the Ottawa Senators on Thursday night. The Celtics, meanwhile, wrap up their seven-game homestand tonight when they host the Oklahoma City Thunder. Tip-off is at 7:30. Tonight's injury report has three players on it. Jason Tatum and Kristaps Porzingis are both questionable, while Jaylen Brown is listed as probable for tonight's game. The Red Sox host the Minnesota Twins tonight at JetBlue Park. First pitch is at 6:05. Tanner Houck starts tonight for Boston. You can catch the game on the FM side, 93.7 WEEI, beginning promptly at 6 p.m. NFL free agency officially begins today at 4 p.m. And NFL news from earlier today, five-time Pro Bowl defensive end Joey Bosa reached an agreement late last night on a one-year $12.6 million deal with the Bills. The Bills have also re-signed safety DeMar Hamlin to a one-year extension. The Seahawks have agreed to a one-year contract with free agent wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Former Eagles running back Kenneth Gainwell agreed to terms on a one-year deal with the Steelers. And barring any last-minute changes, Cooper Kupp is expected to be released by the Rams today and will have a significant market in free agency. It's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More after Afternoons live from Scores on Canal Street, coming up right after this.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
All right, Ramona, how about Boston?
Well, Kristaps Porzingis hasn't played since February 26th, and he has a mysterious viral illness. Now, he's been around the team. He shows up. He's getting workout every day. But, you know, he was listed. He sat on the bench last Thursday. He was listed as questionable for the game against the Lakers. Then he kind of went backwards on Monday when he's listed as doubtful for the game against Utah. And so they really have no idea when he's going to come back. Somebody said maybe today's the day. And another person I talked to said we really have no idea where he stands.
Green means go on the button here. WEEI Afternoons back here at Scores. 2-6, Boston Celtics, Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, just down the street at TD Garden. Big basketball game. Come on down. Have some drinks, some apps. Enjoy some Jameson down here, please. And this Kristaps Porzingis situation.
Speaking of somebody who could use a shot at JMO.
You?
Well, no. Kristaps, I mean, he's got some, you know.
He's got exactly.
Use a hot toddy of some kind.
What does he have?
A Jameson toddy, if you will.
He has a virus.
I don't know.
That they don't know what it is. And yet, Fitzy, I am not a virologist.
Yeah. Virologist.
I was worried where that would go. So.
Me too. So I just jumped right in.
So they know he has a virus.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what the virus is.
Have we heard in sort of what capacity? Like, this was the winter of the quad-demic, so RSV, the flu, COVID, all these viruses
were just. They don't know what it is.
Noro.
So if you don't know what it is.
So he has that must mean he either has like an elevated blood count or a perpetual fever or something is consistently wrong. And
okay.
It's not just like, ow, my elbow aches.
As Bill Belichick would say, I'm not a doctor. But I also would know if I don't know what is ailing somebody, I would probably keep them away from people named Tatum and Brown and White
and Holiday.
And we're going to stop. Because those guys are too important. We already know Porzingis is questionable for the playoffs, right? Just because
no, he wakes up and he's questionable.
Yeah, so we know that. But they're allowing him, they have allowed him to be around the basketball team. He warmed up last week for one of the games. He was listed as questionable, then downgraded to doubt. Like that whole
not
thing.
Not every virus is also respiratory.
No, I mean, aren't all viruses contagious?
No.
No?
I don't believe so.
Oh, we should get a real virusologist on here.
A virologist would also be a good person to ask.
Hmm.
I mean, if only we worked in a city with some of the best hospitals in the world.
Yeah, no, I find this, the sniff test from the old show with Christian Arkin, this does not pass the sniff test. Now, there is a theory out there, maybe from somebody who runs the Twitch chat, I'm just saying, that this is being used to, I don't know, cover up an injury?
Ooh,
that
would be very dangerous.
Could he have another issue that they're covering up with this virus? Because also, the other thing is...
What would it be? What kind of issue would it be? Another injury?
Yeah, I just said injury.
Yeah, but like what kind of injury are we talking about? Foot, heel, ankle, knee, butt?
Sure, any of those are options that I would go with. The thing I always believe is when you say someone has a health issue or you say someone has a virus or you say someone has blood clots, most reporters kind of stop looking into it. They treat that as, oh, that's a human being thing. Like that's a HIPAA thing. That's a personal thing.
That's not a football-related injury.
No, right.
Or what do they say? It's always like
NFI.
Andy Hart questionable, non-football illness.
So that's my theory is you can use those things as a cover-up at times because it keeps people from digging any deeper. They just think you have a human being issue, not a basketball player issue.
Because if he quote-unquote caught something in whatever capacity, we don't know. This has been going on for far too long now. There's a good chance he would have been given medicine or flown to see a specialist or a specialist would have come to see him, and that would be that.
And that's the second part of it. As you mentioned, we just happen to be in the city of Boston. He just happens to be a unicorn, a really important guy on the Boston Celtics who makes a lot of money.
Can't miss him on the subway.
And yet they can't figure out what it is. I mean, you're talking about the best medical. He should have the best medical in the world.
Finest doctors money could buy.
They haven't been able to suss out whatever is going on with him.
I heard the guy that did the scope on Charlie McAvoy's on his way over to work on him now.
I'd prefer he not be involved. He's the guy that actually gives out infections. That's sort of his.
Where is the Porzinger? I'm here to help.
Parting gift when you see that doctor. The
Golly.
Infection that you get on your way out.
How is McAvoy, by the way? Do we have a general update on how his condition is? Dan Ball, have you heard since you? I feel like you are the hockey whisperer here.
I am, and even I haven't seen anything other than, like, I haven't even seen if he's still in that sling that we saw during the Four Nations. It's
who
kind
needs
of just gone
him?
Silent. What
all right, then.
They seem to be fine without him.
That's true.
And without all the other guys
right
they got rid of. So
maybe he was the problem.
Right.
What? That's what's saying. Hey, 6 1. Do you believe Charlie McAvoy was the problem? 617. Yeah. No, I'm just curious because we'll get to this when we get to our 3-point stance at 3. You would think on a day like this when a wide receiver who is very talented, even if he is teeing off in the 14th hole of his career, is available, I would want to go off on something Patriots related. I don't know. I felt like last night, that might have been the kind of night, here we were talking Four Nations and how that should make more temporary hockey fans in the region, Andy, and there's nothing like when the bees are buzzing around town. That was the kind of game last night that I feel like may have rekindled a couple of local hockey fires.
Yes, and that's why we're going to talk about that up next here on WEI.
Of course.
But right now, we're going to go to my Twitter account, if my Wi-Fi stays working here. As I do every day, I put a poll on @JumboHart. And today's was in regards to tonight's matchup between the Thunder and the Celtics and your overall mm-hmm. confidence level in the Celtics. Heading into tonight's game against the West...
Up road ahead, okay.
Up road ahead. The other team won't be missing its star every time you play them in the playoffs like you did last year.
Yeah.
Except for the last
that
team
was a, that
had
was a
two
nice path.
Stars and nothing else. And then finally, not feeling it, which would be the option that plays on Terp's number. And reminder, Justin Turpin will join us at 3:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. 6 straight NBA champions have not made it out of the second round of the playoffs.
That's
so,
only 6. That's not the biggest sample size. Basketball's been around for at least 7 years.
So the leader right now in a landslide, 70% if healthy.
Yeah, I knew it. They're all a bunch of Teds out there. Y'all are just a bunch of Teds.
Banner 19 is second at 14%, then Tough Road Ahead and Not Feeling It last.
Which way did you vote?
I voted for best team if healthy. 617-779-7937. How are you feeling about your Boston Celtics? How are you feeling about tonight's matchup against the Oklahoma City Thunder at the Garden? But up next, we're going to talk about the Bruins and that big win last night. 2 big wins in a row and a big fight. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Glauco racing for it. Almost got free. It does. Lauri shoots. He's gone! Spins away from Forsling. Centered, fired, they score! A 3-goal barrage from the Bruins here in the third period. Pavel Saka finds the 5-hole. Bruins 3, Panthers 2. And now Bennett getting involved with Zadorov. Zadorov a right. Zadorov a left, a jersey jab. Zadorov a right. Zadorov a right. He just flunked Sam Bennett. And Zadorov is hearing it from the crowd at TD Garden. Oh, he is livid right now. Zuck against Barkov. Jammed in. The Bruins have it. They'll flip it all the way down. And this game is final. A rousing character comeback from the Boston Bruins here tonight as they stun the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers with 3 goals in the third. Pavel Zacha the winner. Your final. Bruins 3, Panthers 2.
WEEI Afternoons live on Canal Street at Scores. Getting ready for tonight's big game between the Celtics and the Thunder. That was the final call of last night's big Bruins win. A character-building win, as you heard there on Nesson. Come back from 2 goals down, the most dangerous lead in hockey for the, yes, Florida Panthers. You might have heard of them in recent days.
Well, they're down to a couple of their stars as well. A Kachuk guy and this new guy they got.
Yeah, they still got plenty of
Brad
stars.
Brad Marchand.
And speaking of their stars, let's go right to the finale there. The fight, Zadorov putting Bennett on his butt.
The highlight of the Bruins season, without a doubt, there will be no debate or argument heard otherwise.
Well, hopefully there's more highlights because they've won two in a row post Marchand trade.
It's a two date. That is a trendsetter right there.
That Bennett character is such a dink, and we've known that for multiple years, back to the Marchand punch and all of that.
But all the really good hockey players are kind of dinks.
No, I'm sorry. When you're in a fight with somebody, you don't grab pasta with your other arm. What the hell was that all about? He's getting in a fight with Zadorov, and he's trying to grab pasta and somehow drag him.
Here, you tell him not to hurt me. You look big.
That was sleazy, slimy, and snooty. And he got what he deserved there. He got dropped.
Does this surprise you from Sam Bennett of all people?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Who says he played the game the right way?
Everybody might do.
No, he is a dweeb.
A dweeb?
Yeah, that seems appropriate.
No, I think that's. I will open the bidding at dink.
Okay. I'll see your dink, and I'll make him a dweeb down here at Scores, thanks to our friends at Jameson. 617-779-7937. Was that the highlight of the season for your Boston Bruins? And I had somebody reach out, I think, to you. I think you were added in the same tweet, Fitzy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had the gall and audacity to bring up the Morgan Magic Red Sox. Is there any chance that this two-game victory parade that I would argue the Lightning didn't take the Bruins very seriously over the weekend. I think the Lightning had won like 9 in a row. They were playing great hockey.
It's a home Saturday tilt. Here come the Bruins. They're emotionally
spent. The Providence Bruins.
The Marchand trade. They got rid of also Carlo and Coyle and Frederick. They got no talent left. And they go from that into then the come from behind win against the Panthers. So two big dubs against Florida teams. Excellent teams. Playoff bound teams. Last night was easily the highlight of the season.
Oh, without a doubt.
Down 2-0 to the defending Stanley Cup champs in your house on an emotional night. Like, even though Brad Marchand isn't on the ice, he's there wearing another team's colors, sitting in another team's box, technically cheering for the other team. All right. And technically cheering for the other team, I guess. And look what happens. Your team responds with the great vengeance and furious anger of a 3-goal third, capped by Zadorov absolutely just dropping Sam Bennett to the Garden ice. They were given their blood. They were given their pound of flesh last night at the Garden. It was awesome. And if there's ever going to be a turning point in this season, which many have already chalked up to as a lost season, it's last night or it's not, period.
So the Boston Bruins, if you want to try to buy in, believe, and think it could happen.
I want to believe, Father.
So the Florida Panthers have 83 points. They're atop the Atlantic, the Metropolitan, 94 points for your Capitals. We'll go to the wild card. The Senators have 73 points. The Columbus Blue Jackets have 70 points. Your Boston Bruins now have 68 points, which is great. They're only 2 points behind. Now, they have played two more games, but don't let that get in the way.
But their best hockey is yet to come.
You're also tied with the Rangers and the Canadiens, and this feels a little Red Sockian, where not only are you just out of the wild card mix, but there's multiple teams ahead of you. And I don't think you play Ottawa, but I think that might be it down the home stretch of the season. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying it's impossible at all. You have 16 games left. Ottawa, Columbus have 18 games left. It's hard to envision, but it's sports, and crazy stuff happens, and the Morgan Magic Red Sox did win 23 in a row. I'm going to throw a number out there that may or may not be accurate.
That sounds highly inaccurate, but also attainable. Why not? But also, think of it this way. So the Celtics' biggest game of the rest of the regular season is tonight. And we're here for it. It scores, correct?
Sure.
Red Sox are still a couple of weeks away. It was 24 games in a row.
So close.
Wow.
Oh, I was thinking about Rob Ninkovich's bench presses at the combine.
Oh,
I always get those two numbers confused. Morgan
Magic,
Ninko's bench press.
Two numbers that you pulled out of you-know-where.
This is also tight seating, so if you could flex a little less, that would be great. So, think about this. Yeah, so I said, so Celtics' biggest game the rest of the season, which our friends from Maine have already showed up. They're pregaming 4.5 hours early. Shout out the early pregamers right here.
And they are.
They got to drink their liquid lunch before they get into their liquid appetizers and get that Celtics rally juice flowing. So
they also approved my preview of Tatum and Brown combining for 65-plus points tonight.
They came in hot saying Derek White was going to be your leading scorer tonight,
okay,
which
could happen.
I approve of as well. That's my guy.
Apparently we're all green teamers.
Well, it's weird being a Celtics fan at a bar right across the street from where the Celtics play their home games. Go figure, says the kid from the South Shore. So if the Celtics play their last meaningful game of the regular season tonight, and the Red Sox are 2 weeks away from first pitch, and they're on the road for the first couple weeks, and free agency is over, The Bruins have a chance right now to capitalize on this nice little window. If they can win a bunch of games over the next 2 weeks, they can generate a little buzz for themselves such that end of March and early April should be wild around here, as opposed to, when is the draft again? Are the Sox home today? The weather sucks. Hey, when do the playoffs begin? Like, no, let's watch game 73, game 74, game 75. Let's get in on the bees all the way up to the middle of April when the regular season ends.
And isn't it remarkable when you actually get a performance from Jeremy Swayman that matches the contract? You see the defense,
two in a row.
The defense that the Bruins have shown the last two games when Swayman has looked like a guy that's worth $9 million. And that even goes to a guy like Zadorov. He was a plus one. He had an assist in that fight. I mean, it looked completely different.
And he didn't break his stick and give the puck to the other team so they could win the game. But going back to your Swayman point, not only did he have a good game, he had that one save that I think changed the game, that breakaway. Short, I think it was a shorthanded breakaway. And that's what I've been talking about all year. To me, a goalie that you put near the top five in the league, don't just look at the numbers and the shutouts and all the goals against, save percent, any of that. Every once in a while, he needs to just change the game. And to me, that was a save that changed the game. If that's who he's going to be, and why this happened now is probably a bigger conversation than we have time for right now. But like,
I'll get into it the next hour.
If you want to be cynical,
I wake up the cynical.
Doesn't this sort of fly in the face of the idea that Brad Marchand was a good captain and they're all shaken up because their guys are gone? No.
Or Andy, have they developed, we've all been through moments in our life where there's trauma and shock, and all of a sudden
you just pick up Momstrong?
Yes, you pick up, you get Momstrong. You get temporary.
My baby's leg is under the car.
You
get temporary. I'm going to curl it.
Move, I'm going to get that carriage out of the way.
You know what I mean? Like, you get.
Could be.
You get dad strong, mom strong in a moment. Maybe they're playing angry. Again, I'm just sort of teasing the way I want to go with my 3-point stance. Mr. Hockey over here. The guy who you could fill a very shallow kiddie pool with how much I know about hockey. I've got a feeling about this Bruins team right now, and I'm more than happy to share it because I'm feeling good, Dan Ball.
But there's something to that. I mean, this is the first time in, 15 years that the Bruins front office staff has ever said to their roster, we don't believe in you.
Correct.
Even when the,
like the movie years, Major League, yeah.
Yeah, the 2 years that you referenced in the mid-2010s when they didn't make the playoffs, they were still trying to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They were adding. It just wasn't working. This is the first time that you've seen them since 06 say, nope, you guys are not the group. We didn't know it day one, but we know it now. And maybe there is something to, hey, screw them. We're going to show you.
Let me ask you, in the loss to the St. Louis Blues, which is still so unthinkable in seven games in 2019. I told you guys earlier I was enjoying some beverages right here in this very spot before that. This area was so let down. It's still palpable. 2 years ago when they lose to the Florida Panthers in round one after the greatest regular season. Did you see any of the kind of fight out of those iterations of the team like you have over the last couple of games? They look like they know that everyone has counted them out, that they are vastly disrespected. Like, oh, your games are on Nesson Z. Like, we're going to put on Charlie Moore episodes because nobody's going to want to watch right now. Like, no, we're still the Bruins. I know that we've been counted out, dismissed, and disrespected, but they're playing with anger and pride right now. Like, again, it's a small sample size, Dan. They could lose 4-1 in the next game, and that's that. But I got a good feeling about it.
I just think they have nothing to lose right now.
Yes.
Yeah. I think human beings are at their most dangerous when they literally have nothing to lose.
That's the old thing.
In all form.
You can't kill a man that already believes they're dead.
Correct.
So if you've got nothing to lose, you're playing with
house
money.
They're clear. Early in the year, it was all about a lame duck coach, a lame duck captain. Oh, we're a little step behind. The goalie's not up to. There were so many of these. And they expected to be good. They expected to compete for a playoff spot, maybe a Stanley Cup, if you listen to certain analysts early in the year. And now they're free. Now they know literally, not only does no one expect anything about them, I think they knew what Fitzy said. Half the world was like, oh, well, it's almost Red Sox time. The Celtics are good. Like, not even watching. I'll be honest with you. I turned the game off at 2-0 last night, watched the season finale of Paradise, came back to watch the comeback and the fight. And I was like, whoa, what happened here? This is pretty good hockey. This is pretty fun. And I think there's probably a lot of people that were in that mindset. Oh, what show do I want to catch up on?
Yeah.
The Bruins are on tonight. I'm not going to watch the Bruins. These are the Providence. Something's brewing in Providence, and it's the Boston Bruins.
Because think about our conversation about the Bruins post-deadline. It's Brad Marchand, who doesn't play for the Bruins anymore.
Whose jersey is right over there on the wall here,
right,
of course.
Which is now vintage, unfortunately. finally.
Yeah,
it's
classic.
First round picks, it's prospects, it's all the pieces that don't actually play for the current day Boston Bruins. I'll go watch Paradise, get myself to April, watch the draft, and be ready come October next year. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys in the room, to your point, Fitzy, that don't like that at all.
Nope. And that was like Zadorov earned all the money that people believe he was wildly overpaid. Like he at least earned this year's paycheck with that punch last night.
We're talking about the Bruins turning it around for him in a week, less than a week, to go from breaking my stick to give away the game-losing goal right in front of the net to the entire garden adoring him as he walks off and he's throwing it. He still wanted to fight Bennett Moore.
I wish he did.
I kind of wish he had too.
I wish he followed him right down the hall and just start like WWE style, just like, you know, the shaky NYPD blue cam and ass kicking and all. Great. Good. Do they play again? Is that it for the Panthers and the Beavs?
That is the end of the season series. They split two games each.
So they have to play. Are you
okay? Wait, can I pose this to both of you? Are you believing?
Playoffs.
I am not believing yet.
You're not.
Two games is too little, and I really think it's one game. I think they played really well last night.
Yeah.
I think Saturday was a circumstantial. The other team didn't take them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Trap game, as Bill Parcells would call it, let their foot off the gas. But I also do believe in sports sometimes that teams in weird situations, weird freedoms, weird energies. This is the type of team that will suddenly start to learn things internally. Like,
yes.
they have a handshake they all do before the game. Or
it's the Bill James
thing. They all take a shot of Jameson before the game, and that's how they play a little looser.
That is called an organic plug, and it was pretty well done, actually.
Pay me for this.
The idea, they do?
Yeah.
You saw the truck, right?
Get on board.
Saw the truck.
Oh, the Brinks truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was empty. So, like my soul. So the idea, like Bill James always said, like you can't quantify clutch, right?
Correct.
Which I always didn't
believe.
Which
is why I hate computers.
Yes. One of the reasons why I never got into like all the baseball sabermetrics and stuff because, you show me David Ortiz, you show me the fact that like weird things don't happen in the sports universe and I'll always show you a helmet catch to defy that. I do believe in things like momentum, not physically momentum. I know an object in motion stays in motion, but like in emotional momentum. And I feel like the Bruins team right now, if they can get another win or two, they'll start picking up the right kind of steam.
It's probably a little too early to call this momentum and a streak or something brewing in Boston, but two games, two impressive wins over two impressive Eastern Conference foes. The Bruins are rolling. We're rolling here on WEEI Afternoons, live from Scores on Canal Street, thanks to Jameson. Celtics and OKC tonight down the street at the Garden. Come on down and celebrate. We're all predicting. Everybody here is predicting 65-plus points from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown combined.
Oh, combined. Good. I was going to say. Because, you know, today is the anniversary of Larry Bird scoring 60 with Tatum match.
He had to one-up Kevin McHale, who broke the record shortly before.
I mean, how great must it have been to be Larry Bird tonight to go play a game and be like, hey, I have to save my right hand for Philly, so I'm going to only shoot at you guys left-handed and put up 47.
617-779-7937. Join the conversation because Ted Johnson is about to join the conversation. He has become quite a green teamer in recent days. He saw that Lakers win over the weekend. He's all in on the title hunt. He's all in on WEEI Afternoons next, when we'll have our three-point stance.